it's time for the Daily Dust, and it is brought to you by, oh, hold on a second. I got to hit one other button because I can't start without it. Okay. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. Let's do it.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Brian Wilson, co-founder of the Beach Boys and one of the greatest songwriters of all time, has died at the age of 82. And I found a clip from him back in the day when he was on with Letterman. And he talked about the fact that, yes, he had a sandbox in his home.
That's true, but I got to explain why I had it in my house. You know, when you play a piano and you're sitting in the sand with a piano, you can close your eyes and you can actually be on the beach. You know, I mean, you can actually be there. If you close your eyes, you can actually be in a place. Like
that. It's easier than dragging the piano down the beach.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the mildew.
Yeah, right.
I really hope he didn't have cats. Anyway, so rest in peace to Brian Wilson. Passed away yesterday. They will be inducting 8 new members into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in New York City tonight. Among them are pioneering funk master George Clinton, Ashley Gorley, Rodney Darkchild Jerkins, and 3 members of the Doobie Brothers. Those are George Clinton and the Doobies are the only ones I know. Tom Johnston, Michael McDonald, and Patrick Simmons. Pitbull recently told the BBC he's thrilled by fans who dress like him with sunglasses, suits, and yes, bald caps.
And for me to see it, it's an honor. It makes me very, very happy. And every time that I'm at the shows, I let them know, hey, when y'all put on those bald caps, I hope y'all ready to have the time of your lives.
That's awesome. Britney Spears went off on 2 of her exes on Instagram saying she liked their dogs more than them. She didn't name the exes, though, and then she deleted the post. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen has spoken about important decisions in his life, including marrying actress Hailee Steinfeld.
I mean, they've all been big. None other than marrying my best friend, and you know, she makes everything easier. So I don't really focus on the other stuff. You know, that was the most important decision I'll make in my life, and I made the right one.
Oh, that's so sweet. The couple kept things private, though. Hailee recently shared a wedding photo on her Instagram newsletter. Did you know that Emily Blunt is a stutterer? Tuesday night, she hosted the American Institute for Stuttering's 19th annual gala in New York. I love that. And Deep Cover, an improv comedy teacher, gets an unexpected shot at an adventure when a covert officer enlists her for a risky mission. Will you watch it? I don't know if I will.
It's a program using improv comics to take down criminals.
200 each. You in? This is just another round of improv. When in doubt, yes, and.
Anything else?
Yes, and.
Yeah, I can't play you the rest because it's too violent and I would have had to bleep way too many words. Anyway, if you recognize it, yeah, that's Bryce Dallas Howard, Sean Bean, and Orlando Bloom. And Deep Cover is now available on Prime Video. Brad Garrett says there will never be an Everybody Loves Raymond reboot. Whew, we dodged a bullet on that one. And a dirt alert. A music producer says the Eminem-Mariah Carey feud began when Eminem asked Mariah to play his mother in 8 Mile. Wait, what? Mariah is only 4 years older than Eminem, and apparently this music producer says she was insulted. Rumor has it they were in a situationship at the time. I don't know. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say? But you're welcome. Oh, and by the way, Coffee with Kane is coming up at 8 o'clock here on Morning Go. Good morning.